E, or the short I sound, E as in bits. Frequently this sound is confused with the E sound. E is made with a more relaxed mouth. The tongue and jaw are somewhat lower. Practice these words. Artistic. Kitchen. His. Thrill. Illuminate. Restriction. Rhythm. Ignorant. Wick. It's. Limbo. Dim. Mist. Shift. Will. Definite. Eliminate. Liquidity. Kilt. Billion. Fix. Sydney. Risky. Nimble. Mrs. Knit. Kill. Infinite. Little. Filter. Quilt. Ring. Mixture. Rib. Business. Quit. Mississippi. Windmill. Still. Which. Vista. Ribbon. Dribble. Bring. Fixation. Fib. Busy. Slim. Minimum. Pits. Ticket. Switch. Provision. Frigid. 15. Drip. Liberty. Bricks. List. Grin. It. This. Trill. Jim. England. Digit. Is. Stick. Miserable. Think. Rim. Tick. The I sound is particularly important in English because it occurs in very high frequency. It occurs in a lot of words, and it occurs in a lot of words that are used every day. Is, it's, in, for example. Let's try some sentences. Patricia Nixon watched him as he tapped his fingers rhythmically on the refrigerator in the gymnasium. Two. Without much wisdom, the Israeli minister brought a ticket to Michigan from the sinister British prince. Three. It is an ill wind that blows no good. Four. They will definitely kill the vicious and disgusting viscous snake if it slithers near the pickled ginger by the picture window in the kitchen. Let's try four again. It's a long sentence. They will definitely kill the vicious and disgusting viscous snake if it slithers near the pickled ginger by the picture window in the kitchen. Five. Mr. William Smith's sibling committed the single business decision to fly Rin Tin Tin to India for the audition. Six. The pills spilled out of the mitt and onto the kitchen floor. Seven. The skit was about a slim and trim witch who jinxed the winners. Eight. Which provision in his will restricted Tim's income? Nine. It is a myth that this irrigation project has been reduced to a drip. Ten. I infer from his implication that this magician is an exhibitionist. Eleven. In his infinite wisdom, the Englishman still insists that the busy Palestinian should study artistic history this winter. I'll do that one again. In his infinite wisdom, the Englishman still insists that the busy Palestinian should study artistic history this winter. Number 12. Mrs. Skillman stiffly shook her fist at our six tricks, bitterly thinking we were trying to humiliate her over her tryst with Bill, the ticket salesman she had met at our dinner. Let's try 12 again. Mrs. Skillman stiffly shook her fist at our six tricks, bitterly thinking we were trying to humiliate her over her tryst with Bill, the ticket salesman she had met at our dinner.